96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Diversity and inclusion, it's a buzz phrase that may mean different things to many people, especially when you're talking about business or the workplace. How is the diversity and inclusion issue handled in professional settings? Well, my guests are experts in the field, and they have quite a bit to say about it. Tawana Williams is Vice President and Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer at Fannie Mae, and Mary Frances Winters is President and Founder of the Winters Group. She trains managers and executives on the issue. Lines are open if you have a question or comment about diversity, inclusion in the workplace. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tawana, Mary Frances, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bobby.
It's Harold, but that's quite all right. You can call me anything you want.
Harold.
Okay, I'll send you to HR for that. Let's talk about diversity and inclusion. Tawana, how do you define it?
Absolutely. At Fannie Mae, we define it really in our corporate strategy. Mm-hmm. It's linked to the business. We have three pillars that we link our diversity and inclusion initiatives to, and that's our workforce, where we are ensuring that we have a diverse workforce, our workplace, where we want to make sure that we have a culture that is inducive of retaining and acquiring a diverse workforce, and then our marketplace, which is where we are aligned with and creating partnerships that are have a diverse perspective, mm-hmm. and continue to build our external branding and visibility in the community.
Wonderful. I love those website definitions. I'm going to ask you again, what does diversity mean?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, what does it mean to you? Because people think about diversity, and the first thing they think about is black folks.
Right.
Okay, because I look at your title, and it says right here, Vice President of Chief Diversity and Inclusion. Okay, that's the black job. That's what a lot of people think. Is that true? And certainly diversity and inclusion means much more than just black folks.
Absolutely. Much broader than that. It's about the diversity of thought. It's about the diversity of perspectives. And it's not all about race or gender. You know, when we first started doing this work, people always want to say it's a black thing. It's absolutely not. We understand from a corporate perspective that you've got to be broad enough and to bring in all the different ways of people thinking, different people from different parts of the country, different schools. We recruit from all different types of schools. It's bringing all of those together. If you think about a melting pot, you don't want people all the same. You want a mixture of everything to get the best out of that, and it drives innovation. Something that Mary Frances talks about is that you've got to have a mix of everything to make it all work.
And which brings me to my next question, Mary Frances. As a consultant, as a person who drives this issue home for managers and executives, what kind of conversation do they have when your phone rings and they want you to come in and sit down? When they call you, does that mean that they have a problem?
Absolutely not. It means that there's an opportunity. They're looking at it from a business perspective today. And so if you look at the history, I've been doing this work now for 32 years in my own business. And when you look at when we first started, it really was about affirmative action. It really was about counting heads. Now it's more about making heads count. And so they recognize that when they have a marketplace that is very diverse, take an example. You're trying to sell a product to a broad marketplace. That marketplace today is much more diverse than it used to be. There are fewer white people in this country today than there were 25 years ago. There will be fewer white people 40 years from now. The Latino market is the fastest growing market. If you want to sell to the Asian market, the Latino market, if you want to sell to those consumers, you have to understand what their needs are. And it can be a life or death situation. We have clients that are in the hospital business. And so somebody comes to the hospital. If you don't understand their language, if you don't understand their culture, if you don't understand what kind of medicines they may have taken, what kind of local or some kind of remedy that they may have taken, it could be a life or death situation. And so it is a business imperative today to understand differences. Tawana mentioned innovation. Many studies that have shown that the most innovative groups are those that are the most diverse.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about diversity and inclusion in the workplace. How do you talk about it? How do you talk about race? How do you talk about gender? If you have a question or a comment for our guest, please give us a call. Also, we want to let you know that on Monday, January 18th, WHUR and First Baptist Church of Glenarden are teaming up again this year to host a day of dialogue and music for Dr. King Day. Obviously, a very appropriate topic being discussed tonight, which, of course, we will discuss again in depth on Monday. This town hall discussion will be from 10 o'clock in the morning until 12:30 in the afternoon at First Baptist Church of Glenarden, 600 Watkins Park Drive in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Of course, sponsored by Fannie Mae and First Baptist Church of Glenarden. And it will, of course, again, be streamed live on WHUR.com. Please don't miss this fantastic event, as always, as we honor Dr. King and his many thoughts on diversity, inclusion, and race. So certainly we would look forward to having you there and participating. Again, the lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tawana, how do you talk? Let's take race, for example. Because even as Mary Frances said, there are fewer white people in America than there were some 30 years ago. And yet, most of the people that are sitting at the top of the management and executive poll, for lack of a better term, they don't look like you.
That's right.
They don't look like me. And so a lot of times I would imagine you are the only person of color in the room. And sometimes you may be the only woman in the room. How do you deal with issues that may be considered ignorant, not necessarily malicious, but people who just don't know? For example, one of my colleagues called me back in my TV days. She said, well, do I say African-American or do I say Negro or do I say black?
Mm-hmm.
Because she was not raised around black people. How? And I say black because that's where I'm from. How do you address that issue?
I think that's really good that you bring that up. And I've had the same question. And I respond to it as ask the person what they like to be called. And really, the answer to it is by your name. Not necessarily, you don't identify yourself by your race first. You introduce yourself with your name. But we have to assume that people are coming from an area of curiosity. We want to ask questions to understand and not to have stereotypes and not to assume negativity around that. For someone to ask me do I identify as black or African American, I say African American. But if you want to call me by something, I would prefer that you call my name Tawana.
It's okay, but we're talking about race, not your
exactly.
name.
Exactly.
Because, again, in trying to be politically correct,
right.
Well, you know the lady who works down the hallway, the one who wears the nice shoes and what's her name? Well, I don't know her name, but you know the one, she's the...
You know, and that's funny you say that because this actually happened to me in the workplace. Someone was describing me, trying mm-hmm. to find me in my office, and they described everything about my physical looks as opposed to saying she's a black female. And, that's no surprise to me. I realize that I'm black, so you can clearly say that. That's not a derogatory statement or not. I mean, we should feel comfortable in the skin that we're in. And you just have to call the things that are obvious to people. And no one, that's because you ask someone if they're black or African-American or describe them as a white male or a white female, that doesn't equate to racism. I think we're very close. We want to be, to your point, very politically correct. And we're very self-conscious or we don't want to take the chance of offending someone.
But let me ask Mary Frances this because... As you mentioned earlier, diversity and inclusion makes good business sense. But if it didn't make
good business sense, do you believe that there would just be this whole tidal wave of altruism from executives saying, well, let's just get some brown and black folks and Asian folks in here just because we need a rainbow coalition here?
So there are some people who come at this work from a social justice perspective, mm-hmm. that it's just the right thing to do, period. That we morally, we need to make sure that we're including all aspects of our society. Because if we do so, it makes all of society better. So to Dr. Martin Luther King, who said that we cannot be better, the least of us, I don't know the exact quote, but I think you know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. that we're all less off if any one of us is not being able to contribute to society. So there's that message that resonates with some people. Social justice, we should do it because it's the right thing to do. For other people, it's we should do it because it's the right thing to do for business. It's the right thing to do for our mission, you know, the mission of the organization. So let's take it, if you're the YWCA or the YMCA in the not-for-profit world, if you're the Walmarts of the world. So whoever it might be, there is that business case. I can take anybody's mission. That's the first thing I ask when I go into an organization. I say, what's your mission? And if the mission has the word people in it, then it's about diversity.
And there's your end point right there.
Right.
Let me go quickly to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Vera calling from D.C. Hey, Vera, what's on your mind?
Hi. I have a comment, and it's a twofold. I just came from working at a community college for 11 years, and I can make a comment twofold. I was a comment was made to me by one of my colleagues that, well, Vera, when I see you, I don't see color. But then also, I can say also for the institution that I work for, it was part of their mission statement. They end up hiring 16 diversity coordinators just to be able to satisfy lack of diversity within the institution.
Mm-hmm. And did you have a question also?
Well, I guess the question is, because this kind of hit a hot topic, I just had a conversation with my colleagues at work. And because one statement was made by a colleague saying that, oh, I'm Puerto Rican, I'm not American. So she didn't want to deny who she was. I said, well, no one is ever asking you to deny who you are, but the fact is you have to embrace where you are. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, I think it goes too full, but I think the sad thing about it is in this day's environment, it seems, well, the cycle is repeating itself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think we've made progress, but we continue to have to make progress because there's still a lot of things within the culture of the work environment that truly have not been dealt with.
Well, Vera, I need you to hold on because I need to take a break, and I want both of my guests to have an opportunity to comment on that because it's a very, very complex issue that you were raising. But before I go to a break, I just want to remind you again, of course, about the Day of Dialogue and Music on Dr. King Day. Of course, it is happening at First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, 600 Watkins Park Drive in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Don't miss it. 10 a.m., 12:30. You can find out more information on WHUR.com. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Vera, answer her question. We're also going to talk to Reggie from Virginia. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.